You feeling daring today? Ready to learn how to fly? That daring? Okay. Ready? Now, when you were a kid, you knew you could do it. Okay. And then we grew up. But we can overcome that. But I want to start with what flying is really about. And something a little less exciting. But I think for those of us, I'm sure at some time we've all had this experience. It's quite beautiful. Remember when you were sitting there before dawn in the black of night, just quietly waiting for that light to come. Remember that expectation, just that feeling, just waiting. In that waiting, there was a feeling. Now, for most of us, it was fairly quiet. But it was a desire to watch the world change as the light came. You remember what happened when it began to change? Suddenly, we began to see around us differently. Now that feeling, that very, very special feeling that's there, is part of a very, very deep feeling within the soul. It's the desire for enlightenment. And we touch it in different ways, and that way is so simple, but you've done it. Now, there's another way that we've touched that feeling. A little different kind of enlightenment. This is when life got going and then speeded up. You remember that? And the energy kind of gets frenetic and there's so many things to do and so many people wanting you to do things. And you have those people in your life. Yeah, they'd just like for you to do something more, and there's something more to do, and then you come up with it. And of course, that's when the computer quits. I mean, you know. So that energy begins to get frenetic. And now there's the frazzled energy that we feel. But there's something else there. Underneath, there's another feeling. That desire for enlightenment is there. We have a desire to step into a place where we perceive what's unfolding differently. And we know it's there. We know there's that different perception because we're spiritual beings and we know we have that power to step into it, and yet we're caught. We're caught in that energy. And the mind is so busy that we miss so often that feeling, that desire. That desire for enlightenment. To bring the light, the inner illumination, to that which we are in the midst of. That greater perception. It is an innate feeling within us. It's really a call from the soul to awaken. Now that, remember when it's happened, because not only has the desire been there, but you've popped through. Okay, not only have you experienced that change in feeling when something's light begins to come and you've been holding one, and then there's more. And that feeling expands. But we've also been in the midst of being so busy or wrapped up in some issue or question. And suddenly, we've stepped out into a greater understanding. And there's that breath. And we experience a peace that has nothing to do with the task list before us. Okay, now we've experienced that. I know you have. That, those tastes, those moments of enlightenment. And they come in different ways. And there's a feeling of freedom that happens when that takes place. All right? Does that happen for you? Okay, when you do that breakthrough and that breath, you feel freed from that other energy that you were in. It's a new state of consciousness. It is a part of that enlightenment experience. Now that freedom is there, and it's captured in different ways, in different teachings, but one of the ways that it's acknowledged in Jesus' teaching is, know the truth and the truth will set you free. Okay, now, what I really enjoy about that is one of the most highly misunderstood statements in the Bible. And that's a challenge. Because there's a lot of highly misunderstood statements in the Bible. You know, but that's one of those, because folks want to turn it into agree with what I say and you'll get someplace that I think you're going. And I don't think that's what it's about. But of course, that's what I say. The experience, the knowing that I think is being referred to there in what is being captured in that understanding. The knowing is the knowing of experience, not of knowledge. Experience that divine presence and we then feel free. And that's what happened in that moment of enlightenment, that flow. And literally enlightenment is that flow of spiritual energy as light illuminating where we are so that we perceive differently. Now, what's important is how we get there. So I've shared with you a number of times that for me it's so helpful when we've got a symbol, when there's a symbol or an image we can take a hold of, because the spiritual self is often able to touch a symbol at different levels and dimensions and bring deeper meaning into our experience than when we tie things into just words. So I've noticed that there are different times in my experience where I go to a particular symbol. And there's one that I really enjoy in the journey of enlightenment. Now, the truth is, it comes from a magnificent story that sets out some of the stages of this journey in a most fascinating way. So I'd like to share it with you. It's the story of Peter Pan. Now, if you remember, Peter Pan the story starts in the nursery at the Darling's house. And strange memory. The children, Wendy, John, and Michael. Okay, this is the story of which Wendy is just about to be entering into adulthood. So she has to leave the nursery. Now remember, all the symbols in here are parts of ourselves. So Wendy, being a female character, is a part of our feeling nature. And that's what we're seeing is, as we start to step out of the childhood of our spirituality into a greater spiritual maturity, there is a part of the spiritual journey we have to go on. So Wendy is this part of us that's stepping into a greater spiritual maturity, a part of our feeling world. But it's not just feeling, because brothers John and Michael join her. And Peter Pan comes to the window. And they interact and connect with Peter Pan. Peter Pan invites them to go to Neverland. And so to get there, They have to learn to fly. Now, flying is a fabulous symbol, isn't it? What do we have to do? Let go of this attachment to how we think the earth is. This story that we've been given of the three-dimensional world through this third-dimensional instrument called the mind. And we can't do that unless we awaken the spiritual self, because it has the greater vision, so that we are freed from the control of this earth perception. Now, it includes it. We can still run around and play on the earth, but we're experiencing a greater consciousness. We're rising to a new consciousness. Now, I'm sure you remember what it takes to fly. First, fairy dust. Okay, that's very important. Got to have your Tinkerbell. Okay, and, you know, what a beautiful angelic symbol. You know, here you have this spiritual natured presence that is able to be freed of the earth. It's able to touch that which is high and bring it to that which is low, the angelic symbol itself. So it's that capacity that we have to connect with that spiritual nature that has no limit. In us, we experience it through the desire for enlightenment. Isn't that part of you that wants to rise above and see more, that knows that there's more? And you know that there's more. You know there's a greater understanding. You know there's a greater presence. Tinkerbell, fairy dust. So with that, then we've got to have that other thing, the happy thoughts. Now, there's all sorts of different ways to do happy thoughts. And you that have been involved with working on the heart stuff with me for a while, we've worked pretty diligently on some of the ways to do that. But I want to go to a particular way, because it brings the two together. It brings Tinkerbell and the happy thoughts into one. And that is that we raise that perception, that desire, to where we actually experience the presence of God. That's what frees us. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So it's a shift of perception, and it's driven by that desire within us, and we enter into that enlightened place, and we're freed. We can fly. Okay, now, there's many different ways that we do that, from, you know, lovely simple ones that we've developed in our lives, to focusing in intentionally on that divine presence. One of my favorite is called desperate prayer. Okay, that's when nothing else works, you just get down and beg, but you get so darn sincere that it opens the heart and works anyhow. Okay, that works. But then we have another way that we work with. God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
That awareness, moving our awareness into that divine presence, taking thought and feeling and focusing it in that goodness. And what happens is, when we affirm that goodness, that feeling world opens, and we step into that feeling. A beautiful thing. Now, there's a simple one that I like, and I realize I use it so much, and I always forget to share it with you. But it gets me there quickly. Very simple. God is so good. Isn't that lovely? Doesn't that do it? God is so good. Yeah, I can feel that. Everything's going on, coming down around me. God is so good. Thought, feeling on that divine, and we can fly. Freedom from those things that had enslaved the mind. So, we know how to fly. Now, the truth is, in this story, we really aren't talking about the beginning of the story. I think you've been through that. I think you've already left the nursery. Okay, we know how to fly. That's our spiritual awakening, that first part of the story, where we begin to recognize that we're spiritual beings. We begin to touch and find and explore those perceptions of this greater. And we've been on that journey. Some of us seems like kind of a long time. Others, we didn't need quite so long. But then you get to Neverland. Now, you know where Neverland is. Second star on the right. And straight on through till morning. Till enlightenment. That's not subtle. Till the light comes. Okay, that's where we're going. We're going to the experience of enlightenment. And we get there, we can fly, we get to this wonderful place of Neverland, and guess what? There's pirates and Indians. Uh-oh. I thought when I could fly, it was over. Pirates and Indians. So the Lost Boys and John and Michael, boy, they head off to go capture Indians. Now, we got our boys here. Okay, so they're the thoughts. Okay, so it's that those parts of our thinking that are still into, I've got control over something here. And of course, we know what happens. We've proved it in our own lives. You go off to capture and you get captured. So the Lost Boys get captured. And we run into the limits of those ways of thinking, don't we? But Peter and Wendy go to a different exploration. They go to see the mermaids. Now, the mermaids, first of all, they're feminine, so they're feelings. And they swim under the water. So there's the exploration of some of those feelings from the subconscious. And what we find when they get there is the mermaids are there, but one of the most important of the feminine symbols is captured. Tiger Lily, the Indian princess, is captured by Captain Hook. Why don't you love Captain Hook? That fearful thing that gets its hook into you. Again, it's not. This isn't a subtle story, folks. A pirate, I'm going to take it away from you. Fear. Yeah, our fear captures our feeling world. But not completely. Wendy and the mermaids are free. So we have feeling presence and we've got Peter Pan. Now, Peter, again, is that the ability to hold that divine thought. He can fly all the time because he doesn't quit thinking about that divine presence. And so that thought is able to take on the fear. God is so good. Take on that fear. God is so good. Yeah, take it on. And what happens is that banishes the fear. Tiger Lily is freed. And then with our whole feeling nature freed from fear. We can go back to the Indian camp and free our thoughts and celebrate together. Because there's not two, there's only one. Celebration. And then we go through the next one. Now, my guess is this is the one we're really talking about. In your life right now, it's probably pirates you're dealing with. Okay, they come, they get a hold, and notice what happens is the pirates catch all the lost boys, and Wendy and John and Michael as well. So they've got the feelings bound. So we've gone into that deep fear, where even the feelings are controlled now. And they're on the pirate ship. That ship, which is fear, that ship, which is designed to take away, to control, to threaten. You have any pirates in your life? Yeah. And what happened? The difficulty is, it's hard to feel that goodness when they're there. The feelings are bound. It's hard to raise our thoughts. But there's a point in the story where everything shifts. Tinkerbell drinks that poison that was sent for Peter. And we are asked to make a choice. Did you ever clap if you believed in fairies? I did. Yeah, I believe in fairies. What happens is when our feelings are caught, it's hard for us to take a hold of that which is beyond this third dimensional experience. Because it's really through our feelings that we sense this greater presence that's the divine. Now, we can think about it and have beautiful ideas, but it's the ability to touch it in our feeling world that makes it real. And we have to go to that willingness to reach beyond the perceptions we have and say, yes, I believe that within me there is a capacity to touch that divine presence. Do you believe that? Then you believe in fairies. And what happens is that frees Tinkerbell. That frees Peter Pan. And our thoughts can then raise to that level where we can go to Captain Hook, go to that fear, and set loose our feelings and our thoughts. So Peter engages Captain Hook, he frees Wendy and the lost boys, and the pirates are banished from the ship. And what happens to the ship? You remember? They dust it with fairy dust. And what's it filled with? Happy thoughts! And it raises and brings this unfolding soul back to the next part of its journey. Enlightened. It has journeyed into mourning. We have allowed ourselves, by focusing on that divine goodness, to be filled with the light of divine illumination, to understand the world that we're in from a higher place, to free ourselves from those things that control us. God is so good. Join me. God is so good. Don't you love flying? God is so good. Whatever it is, there is greater. Again, God is so good. Have a great time flying. Bless you.